Masechet Tanis, Perek Beis Mishnah Vav. Shalei Taniyos Rishonim. The first three Taniyos, the Bezim, were going on the Zibur. If there was a lack of rain by Rosh Chodesh Kislev. Anshei Mishmor, Mitanim V'lo Mashlimin. Va'anshei Beis Av, Lo Hayu Mitanim Klam. The Anshei Mishmor, the Kohanim of that Mishmor, the Kohanim were divided into 24 Mishmaros. Each Mishmor served a week at a time. The Kohanim of that Mishmor fasted, but did not complete the fast. Va'anshei Beis Av, the Kohanim of that Beis Av, as a Mishmor was divided into Bati Av, into six parts, and the Bati Av were the ones that served Avodah on that specific day. Lo Hayu Mitanim Klal, they didn't fast at all, since the Anshei Beis Av were the ones that did the Avodah. They were not allowed to fast, in order they shouldn't be too weak to do the Avodah, while the Anshei Mishmor were only there for reserve, in case they were needed, as the Avodah was very heavy that day, they needed help in the Anshei Mishmor. So therefore, they had to fast, but not the whole day. Shalosh Shniyos, the second group of three Taniyos that Bezim were Gezer on the seaboard, if there was a lack of rain. Anshei Mishmor Mitanim Mashlimim. Then the Anshei Mishmor had to complete the fast, as these fast days were more chamor, and the Anshei Mishmor did not do the Avodah on that day unless it was a heavy Avodah and they were needed to come in from reserve. But Anshei Beis Av Mitanim V'lo Mashlimim. But the Anshei Beis Av, those Kohanim that did the Avodah on that specific day, although they fasted, they didn't complete the fast, so they shouldn't be too weak for the Avodah. Sheva acharoinois elu ve'elu mitaninu mashlimim. But for the seven last fast days that Bezim was gozer, which were very chamor, then even the Anshei Beis Av had to complete their fast, divrei Rabbi Yeshua, according to Rabbi Yeshua. The Chachamim argued, Shalosh taniyos harishonois elu ve'elu lo hayu mitanin klal. They were mekel. The first three taniyos, which were not so chamor, the Kohanim of that Mishmor didn't have to fast at all. Shalosh shniyos, the second group of three taniyos, Anshei Mishmor mitanim v'lo mashlimim, va'anshei Beis Av lo hayu mitanim klal. Since these fast days were more chamor, the Anshei Mishmor had to fast, although they didn't complete the fast, and the Anshei Beis Av didn't have to fast at all. Sheva achroinos, but for the final seven fast days, which were very chamor, Anshei Mishmor mitaninu mashlimim, va'anshei Beis Av mitanin v'lo mashlimim. The Anshei Mishmor had to complete their fast, while the Anshei Beis Av fasted but did not complete their fast. Maseches Tanis, Perek Beis Mishnah Zayin. Anshei Mishmor mutarim lishtos yayin b'leilos avolo bayam. We said in the previous Mishnah that the Kohanim were divided into 24 Mishmaros, and each Mishmor was divided into Bati Av. The Bati Av were the ones that did the Avodah on that day, and the Mishmor were called in if they needed help for the Avodah. So therefore, even though it's usher to drink wine before you do Avodah, the Anshei Mishmor were allowed to drink wine at night, but not during the day, because at night they were never needed to come in for reserve to do the Avodah, as the Avodah was not heavy at night. As opposed to during the day, they weren't allowed to drink wine in case they were needed to help out with the Avodah. But Anshei Beis Av, lo bayom, v'lo b'layla. The Anshei Beis Av cannot drink wine at all, even at night, because there was Avodah to be done at night also. For example, putting the Evarim of the Ola on the Mizbeach, and putting the Emurim of other Karbanos on the Mizbeach. Anshei Mishmor v'anshei Maimid Asurim Milasafir Umlakabes. The Anshei Mishmor and the Anshei Maimid were the Israelim, as the Israelim were also divided into 24 Mishmaros to stand over the Korban, since the Korbanos that the Kohanim brought were for all of Klal Yisrael, and when a Korban is brought for you, you have to stand over the Korban. As the Pasuk says, Tishmeru Lahakruv Li, the Mo'ado that we learned from that Pasuk, that it's a mitzvah to stand over the Kohanim as they did that Avodah. And therefore, the Yisraelim sent their representatives to represent them to stand over the Korban as the Kohanim were doing that Avodah. And these people were called Anshei Maimon. They were usher melesaperu melechabes to take a haircut and to wash their clothes during the week of their maimed. As the Chachamim wanted to make sure that when they came into the maimed they looked representable, and they washed their clothes and took a haircut beforehand, so therefore they ushered them to take a haircut or to wash their clothes during the week of the maimed. from the third day when they quit a Shabbos, it was mutter for them to wash their clothes and to take a haircut.